Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Without an immune system, most life would not flourish on Earth. But for us humans, even a simple infection could be fatal.
But our immune systems can also go out of control and attack the body's own cells. Thanks to the revolutionizing work of three scientists, we now know how our immune system is activated.
Their contributions are being recognized with the 2011 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. Together, Drs. Bruce Beutler, Jules Hoffman, and Ralph Steinman unlocked key mechanisms within two basic parts of our immune system, innate immunity and adaptive immunity.
Innate immunity is our first line of defense. Some of these cells engulf their targets and trigger inflammation to block an assault. But how do they recognize an invader?
Drs. Beutler and Hoffman found that certain immune cells have sensors called toll-like receptors, or TLRs, which recognize molecules associated with microbes. Research shows if you alter the gene that produces TLRs, the immune system stops being effective. But overstimulating the TLRs leads to out-of-control inflammation that can cause septic shock, a potentially fatal condition.
Innate immunity leads to adaptive immunity, which activates T cells and B cells. T and B cells not only destroy infected cells, but also develop immunologic memory against the microbe, should it attack again in the future.
But how does the body know when to start producing T cells in particular? In 1973, Dr. Ralph Steinman discovered a cell he called the dendritic cell. His experiments show its presence correlated with T cell production. More tests showed that when the innate immune system is activated, its signals are sensed by dendritic cells, which in turn activate T cells.
The work of these three scientists has spawned an explosion of new research to treat infections, inflammatory disease, and even cancer.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.